really a meaningful presentation, Morris. I was struck by the one thing that the jewel that every one of you brought a jewel out, right, and put on this forum, and yours was, do not forget what other entities within UNECE and more broadly within the UN system are doing and how that can be a positive impact on, make a positive impact on our work. We are already have the tacit consent of UNDRR to work with them, but the other units within UNECE that are working on issues of infrastructure and climate, we certainly want to work with them. So thank you so much for that. You know, I think that you know, so many great points were brought up. Another one that you said was private infrastructure. So on the 15th anniversary, August 29th, the 15 years after 2005, a Category 5 hurricane hit New Orleans. Except in the case of Katrina hit east of New Orleans. The massive flooding and catastrophe was caused by the failure of the system protecting New Orleans, which is below sea level, from the water around it. And so a storm surge came down Lake Pontchartrain, a very shallow 20 by 30 mile lake north of New Orleans, and that's what caused the catastrophic flooding. Hurricane Ida made a direct hit. And Hurricane Katrina damages were a total of $160 billion. Hurricane Ida was $100 billion. $60 billion in damage was saved because a $17 billion flood protection system had been built around New Orleans. The $100 billion, $90 of which was the total collapse of the electric grid that served New Orleans and the region. That was private infrastructure. And because of lack of insistence that that infrastructure be maintained so it could be more resilient, it completely, totally collapsed. It had to be completely rebuilt. People in New Orleans were without power often for one entire month. And we had the deaths from Katrina were mainly drowning from the flooding. The deaths from Ida were heat stroke. And there were 70 some odd people, mostly vulnerable and elderly people, who died of heat stroke because there was no power and there was no way for them to get to places that had cooler air. So that's a very important, you said it in passing almost, but it's so critical that we understand that we need public-private partnerships in part because the resources for those types of efforts can be provided. Now we have, believe it or not, I mean, you guys all did such a fantastic job in managing your time. We have until 4:45, and I'm not saying I'm going to keep everyone until 4:45, but we do have another session, and so we don't want everyone to wander off. But I think this would be an ideal time to open the floor, have a discussion in which you guys participate. I'll be happy to prompt you with some questions, or if you have something you'd like to talk about, please let us know, please.
David, if I may.
Yes.
Je voudrais complémenter ce que vous venez juste de dire.